We are member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. Matthew from Phosphorescent is on the phone right now, and hello again.
Hello.
Hi. As soon as we got hold of the Muchacho record, I mean, I was all about it. We've been playing a couple songs off it for months and months and months. Now, being music director here, scouring through all the music, trying to be relevant as an alternative radio station, we think that the Muchacho record is just really good, and I'm sure you're proud of it, because I do believe it's probably something to be proud of. And has it been well received around the community thus far on this tour?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks, man. Thank you for playing it. But yeah, this has been going really well. This record, you know, for sure has for whatever reason, been a lot more wide reaching or far reaching than any of my prior records.
Well, so, yeah. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm new to the game, probably with a lot of others, and I am new on board, but I'm all about it. But you've been putting out records under the name Phosphorescent since when? Like early 2000s, right?
Yeah, 2003 actually was the first record. So yeah, since then, been at it for a little while.
Yeah, originally you're from where?
I'm originally from Alabama. But yeah, we all live up in New York now, in Brooklyn.
Right. So what sort of music were you, or what sort of music was around you? Like, what were your folks listening to? Are you classically trained yourself, or did you grow up, you know, in Alabama or whatever, going to shows as a teen, high school kid, in like college years?
No, there wasn't a very active music scene in Alabama at the time. I mean, you know, where I was growing up. So really, I just listened to a lot of, mainstream radio, and you know, of course, it was a little more country oriented with like what my folks listened to and stuff like that, and lots of, but yeah, you know, and then of course, along with every other, you know, I think teenager, when Nirvana came out, you know, I mean, like that was a huge thing. So that reached it. That definitely reached Alabama, and it's probably an entry point to you know, more underground and off the beaten path kind of music.
So it wasn't like you were doing the Frank Black Pixies thing. I mean, you read about that guy.
Not at all.
When he was coming up, he'd go to shows and he'd see bands, and he knew that all he needed to do was put together, like, you know, a 12 song set or whatever, you know, just enough to like play a gig. A student in that regard, I guess, you know what I mean? But I guess flash forward till now, I mean, it seems like you've had the opportunity to make music, you know, your living, and looks like you've performed really all around the world. Again, Matthew Houck on the line from Phosphorescent playing Pomona tonight, Los Angeles, then San Diego. Seems like you're actually going to play Austin City Limits before the UK again, right?
Yeah, we're kind of on the last leg of this US tour, and yeah, we'll head over to Europe again. Kind of been at it ever since the record in March.
And you absolutely have new fans, I imagine, correct?
Yeah, this has been the first, been a few firsts, actually. You know, this is our first tour where most of the dates are sold out, you know, well in advance. You know, we're on a bus now, and there's a, you know, crew, and there's the whole, you know, it's like 10 or 11 people all traveling, you know, so it's kind of just gotten, it's a bigger thing now than it has been. The tour bus is a big difference. Yeah. You know, I did the whole van thing for, sure, you know, better part of more than a decade, I guess. And yeah, you know, it's good. And this band I got right now is just phenomenal. if I could say so myself there.
I do want to touch on that, actually, to kind of recreate the record from the sound from the Muchacho record. You must have other musicians on stage with you. But before I forget, man, the folklore regarding this new record, I guess between the 2010 release, Here's to Taking It Easy, the time between that and the new record, I've been reading about how you kind of relocated to a remote area to kind of facilitate the creative juices. Now, you went down to Mexico, right?
Yeah, that is right.
Yeah, and what part of Mexico, and how did you end up there, my friend? And what kind of headspace were you in musically between records?
It's funny, to that kind of stuff is, like you said, like it becomes sort of like a major story or something. And you know, I don't think it was super unique or anything. I was definitely in a kind of a bad headspace and wasn't really sure if I was gonna keep doing this thing called Phosphorescent. So, but yeah, like a few songs were kind of kicking around, and my life was a little bit, you know, I just wasn't in a good space to be able to do any kind of work or anything like that.
So you necessarily didn't just get away for music, or you just wanted to get away and kind of contemplate things for a while, right?
Well, no, I actually went down there with the intention of exploring these songs that I had been ignoring them for several months, you know, and just not being able to get to do any real concerted writing, you know, like considered writing, I guess I should say. So yeah, I just kind of, to be honest, just picked the closest flight that I could find that would leave the country.
Right.
And I just went down, ended up in Mexico for about a week and a half, just by myself. And was just really writing and trying to sort of see what the next step would be.
We have bands come in all the time, and people are relocating, you know, Joshua Tree or some remote location just to write and record their records these days, which I actually think is pretty cool. Did you link up with any rad producers for this new record?
Did I end up, sorry?
Did you link up with any producers on this particular record? And did you, play all the parts?
I didn't play all the parts, no. I produced it, though, and engineered it.
Wow.
And I had actually a lot of the players who are on the tour with me now came in and out and played on the record. A couple of them I've been playing with for several years, and some of them are brand new. Mm-hmm. But I recorded a couple little pieces here and there. I did some work with Electric Lady in New York, and then the rest of it I did in my home studio.
Right.
And yeah, I worked with this guy, John Agnello, to mix it. About halfway through, we mixed for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of an all over the place process. But yeah, it was whipped together in about 6 months from when I started it to when I finished it.
Well, again, I hope you're very proud of the record, because we dig on it a whole lot. I feel like it's the type of album that a lot of musicians wish they made. And hopefully you'll keep us in the loop in the future as far as anything Phosphorescent. I can't wait to see the show a little bit later. Again, Matthew Houck is on the line from Phosphorescent. It's phosphorescentmusic.com on the interweb. I guess songwriter and band leader at this point, huh?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for talking to me. And thanks.
Absolutely. A couple more questions, if you don't mind, man. If you ever had the opportunity to help facilitate another artist that maybe you saw at a show or someone gave you a record, would you help produce other people?
Yeah, I absolutely would. I really do like producing. It's just a matter of time is the thing.
Sure.
You know, this phosphorescent thing, it takes up basically every second once we hit the road and stuff like that. But yeah, I've actually had a chance to do a little bit of mixing and production for some friends, bands, and stuff like that. But I would love to get more into it.
That's cool. Yeah, I imagine you don't have a lot of time for that stuff at the moment. Do you have a favorite venue that you've encountered throughout the tour so far? Like, wow, people in Missoula, Montana, they really dig on their music, or something, or maybe in South America.
Man, to be honest, we played the Fillmore last night. Night before last.
I think I saw something on Facebook or Instagram. You said it was like hashtag full muchacho at the Fillmore.
Yeah. I've never been there. You know, it's just like a legendary place. It held up. You know what I mean? Sometimes you see some places that you've heard of all your life, and you're kind of maybe not that impressed with or something. But this one was, it's amazing there.
That's so cool, man. Again, Matthew Houck from Phosphorescent is on the line on member-supported radio, KX93.5. Let me ask you this. Rather than asking you who your influences are, by the way, if you meet someone at the coffee shop, you get in a conversation with someone, the point comes up that you're a musician, and they ask you what sort of music do you play, what do you tell them?
Well, it depends on how in-depth the conversation is going, I guess. Normally, I think I probably would just say rock and roll.
Right. There's rock and roll. There's alt country. There's a little bit of a folksy vibe. You're also leaning towards that indie electro thing in a weird sort of way. I just think it covers a lot of bases, and people who dig on a lot of music from a lot of different genres, I think they'll dig on the Muchacho record, which is available right now. Last question before you go, Matthew. What's one record that you could never part with? You know, you always need the physical copy. You'll never loan to a friend. You'll never sell it to Music Trader for pennies on the dollar. What's that one record for you?
It'll be Jerry Rafferty, City to City.
A lot of people will be Googling that right now. Who turns you on to that stuff?
You know, that was a cassette tape that I remember in my dad's truck growing up. And yeah, it's just one of those records it's just great. It's just a great record.
Awesome, man. Any advice you would give to some musicians out there who, are playing the worst of the worst venues right now, working a crappy day job during the day, just to facilitate their art at night? Like, people who want to be in your shoes, who's made a living out of making music thus far, Yeah, got any advice for those cats?
You just got to keep doing it, man. That's for sure. I mean, yeah, just what's that quote? You know, something about art being, you know, the success being a product of 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration, or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah, man, you just got to put in the hours, I think.
Right on, man. So I'll see you at the venue tonight. Pomona tonight, Los Angeles the next day, down to San Diego to play the Casbah venue. And then a couple of three shows in Austin for Austin City Limits. And then the UK, man, you're not stopping. We appreciate you taking the time to say hi to us. And hopefully I'll see you at the venue a little bit later. I'll be right in front.
Yeah, man, come say hi.
Yeah, a bright green American Apparel shirt. You can't miss me.
Okay, cool, man. Thanks again.
All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.